Greetings and welcome to my podcast, where we explore the hidden ingredients shaping our lives. I'm Dr. Pradeep Ramaya, and this is a space for deep, resonant conversations about mindset, well-being, and the subtle forces that shape how we think and feel. Today, we are diving into something you may not even realize is affecting you. Micro-conflicts, those tiny internal frictions that seem insignificant on their own, but over time can drain your energy, impact your health, and leave you feeling off balance without even knowing why. So let's get started, because sometimes the smallest shifts in awareness can lead to the biggest transformations. Here is the chef in conversation with Arya. Arya, have you ever felt this lingering sense of discontent, you know, even when everything in life seemed fine, objectively speaking? No crisis, no big drama, but somehow you're, well, a bit out of sync?
Oh, absolutely. And I imagine many of us have, though we don't always recognize it at first. I remember a time when everything in my life was objectively fine. Work was stable, my relationships were good, and there were no major problems weighing me down. But despite that, I felt restless. Not unhappy, not anxious, just this vague sense of unease, like something was slightly off. It was the kind of feeling where you go through the motions of your day, but there's a heaviness you can't quite put your finger on. You wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep. Conversations feel a little more draining than usual. You start questioning whether you're just overthinking it, but deep down, you know something isn't right. I mean, how does that even happen?
That's a great example, Arya, and quite common, actually. What you likely experienced were micro-conflicts, tiny, often unnoticed tensions that accumulate over time. They're not like big boulders crashing down. They're more like grains of sand. And gradually, they pile up. These mental frictions seem trivial on their own, but collectively, they seep into your body, mind, and spirit. And over time, they can lead to chronic stress.
Wait, really? Tiny, sand-like irritations? That's so wild. I mean, I've heard of big stresses affecting health, but little thoughts like, did I say the wrong thing in that conversation? Or should I have handled that differently? Nothing catastrophic, just tiny moments of second-guessing myself throughout the day. That's, wow, sneaky.
Precisely. And this is where the concept of allostatic load comes in. It's fascinating, honestly. Your body is constantly working to keep you in balance, what scientists call homeostasis. When little stressors crop up, your system makes these tiny adjustments, slight changes in heart rate, a small dose of stress hormones. But here's the thing. When these minor stressors are constant, your body starts carrying an invisible yet cumulative burden. Think of it like a bucket being filled drop by drop. Initially, it's manageable, but over time, it overflows.
Oh, okay. So, like, the bucket doesn't even get a chance to empty, and it just keeps filling till, bam, you're soaked in stress. Makes sense now. But, chef, how do tiny decisions like what to wear or what to eat end up being so damaging?
Well, good question. It's not the decisions themselves, but the way we engage with them. Second-guessing, worrying about outcomes, or even fearing judgment. Let me share an example. A client of mine, let's call her Maya, every day she wrestled with whether to be her authentic self or to conform to what others expected of her. It might seem minor, doesn't it? A slight hesitation before she spoke, an extra minute deciding whether to post a picture. But these micro-conflicts chipped away at her confidence and silenced a part of her, each one adding a drop of water to the bucket. Over months, they left her physically exhausted and emotionally fragile.
Wow, that's like next level relatable. I think everyone can see a bit of Maya in themselves. Okay, chef, this is all starting to make sense. But what I'm really curious about now is this: how do we even begin to identify these micro-conflicts before they spiral out of control? Are there specific signs or strategies you can share?
Awareness, Aria. Becoming aware is the first, and perhaps the most crucial step. Most of us, we are so caught up in the day-to-day churn that we don't pause and ask, what's really bothering me here? Simply noticing these subtle tensions can shift how we respond.
Oh, I've got a story for you. So I was online shopping the other day, don't judge, and I legit spent 45 minutes debating between two pairs of sneakers. Two pairs. And they were basically identical.
Did you end up buying either of them?
Both. Which defeats the point, right? But seriously, that tiny debate left me completely drained. It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It's an example of decision dilemmas, a common micro-conflict. What causes the exhaustion isn't the decision itself, but the multiple loops your mind runs while trying to achieve a perfect outcome. That's why we incorporate techniques such as prioritizing what truly matters. Sometimes you simply have to let go of perfection.
Oh, letting go of perfection? Easier said than done. I mean, it's like my brain is wired to always want the best choice, even with silly things.
Precisely why self-compassion is vital. Imagine treating yourself with the same kindness you'd reserve for a close friend. Instead of criticizing yourself for struggling with decisions, recognize that it's part of being human. Say to yourself, I'm doing my best, and that's enough.
Oh, I love that. I mean, sometimes I'm like my own worst enemy, tearing myself down over the littlest things. But how do we stop that? Like, what's the trick to rewiring the negativity loop?
A useful tool is reflection. Often, these conflicts have roots deeper than what's happening on the surface. Take a moment to ask yourself, why does this decision matter so much? Is it fear? Is it about seeking approval? Understanding the underlying driver, be it control, self-perception, or fear, is incredibly liberating.
Oh, like peeling an onion, layer by layer. But chef, this sounds time-consuming. What about when life is full-on chaos, like when you're juggling a million things at once?
When life gets chaotic, setting boundaries is critical. Whether that's simplifying your day, like reducing unnecessary choices, or limiting exposure to negativity, it creates space for clarity. Sometimes saying no to certain demands helps preserve your energy for the moments that truly matter.
Oh, my boundaries game is weak. Like, have you ever tried saying no to your boss or your mum? But okay, I get it. Start small, right?
Exactly. Progress, not perfection. Small actions, whether it's simplifying decisions, expressing your needs, or even just taking a deep breath, can shift the micro-conflict dynamic. Pair that with mindfulness exercises to declutter your thoughts, and you're creating a foundation of emotional resilience.
Okay, but quick question, does this all boil down to self-awareness? I mean, is that the magic ingredient?
It's a fundamental ingredient, yes, but it's paired with consistent practice. Think of it as creating small drains in that bucket. By proactively recognizing and resolving micro-conflicts, that bucket never fills up, and you minimize the impact on your well-being and give yourself mental freedom. Over time, it enhances your ability to face life's bigger challenges.
Like building a resilience muscle. I love it. Seriously though, chef, this is gold. I just hope I can remember it when I'm spiraling over sneakers again.
Aria, you mentioned spiraling over sneakers earlier, and that ties into an important point. One of the biggest misconceptions about managing stress is that it always has to be about eliminating tension. But in reality, tension, when balanced with mindful ease, is what creates strength. Think of it this way. Every complex recipe requires a bit of salt to bring out the flavors, doesn't it?
Oh, so you're saying stress is seasoning for life. Okay, I like that. But chef, sometimes it feels like my recipe has way too much salt. Like, how do we tweak that?
A very apt analogy. Proactively, it's about adjusting the ingredients one step at a time. You see, the goal isn't to eliminate all stress, but to manage the proportions. For instance, incremental lifestyle adjustments, like simplifying daily choices, practicing self-compassion, or even journaling, those are the equivalent of adding more balance to the mix. These practices help us reframe micro-conflicts and reduce the allostatic load we've discussed. It's akin to refining a recipe to achieve harmony, transforming something ordinary into something nourishing.
Okay, but here's the other thing I took away. Changing your mindset isn't about flipping a switch, right? It's more like a slow cooker. You have to keep at it, let the flavors develop, and eventually it all comes together. See? I've been listening.
You've caught the essence perfectly, Arya. It's about cultivating awareness and creating space for reflection and small adjustments. Each step might seem minor, but gradually it builds mental resilience and inner peace.
Oh, I love that. Okay, folks, time to dust off those mental slow cookers and try out one or two of the strategies we've shared today. And honestly, Chef, this entire conversation has made me rethink how I approach my day.
I'm glad to hear that. Remember, the power lies in making small, deliberate choices daily. And for our listeners, never underestimate the ripple effect of addressing micro-conflicts. It opens the door to mental freedom and brings clarity to life.
Wow, okay, well, that's officially going on my mirror as a daily mantra. Small, deliberate choices. Seriously though, Chef, as always, it's been amazing chatting. I feel like I'm walking away with so much to, you know, marinate on.
And you've added your own unique ingredients to the conversation, Arya. Thank you. And to our listeners, you are the chefs of your own lives. With a bit of awareness and a touch of self-compassion, you can create a masterpiece.
Oh, goosebumps. Okay, everyone, try out these tips and let us know how it goes. Until next time, keep simmering, keep thriving. Bye for now.
Be well and take care, everyone.